Lol. Wait, I'm kind of dumb. I didn't open YouTube chat. Wait. Okay. Okay. There you go. I just fixed up. Hindi pa lang nakalagin sa YouTube ko sa laptop. Hello. Anyway, okay. Let's go. Hey, so I actually haven't set anything up yet. I have just like, I don't know, like finished. I just finished dinner. Very late dinner actually. Tapos medyo I cleaned up my stuff. So yeah, I have to like reset it up because things are in boxes and stuff like that. Hi, am I sounding okay? Am I sounding okay? Yeah, it's just me working, honestly speaking. And I guess this is gonna be a lot more efficient per se, because at least I don't have to like worry about a camera and stuff. So the only downside, as per usual, when it comes to like Twitter Spaces, is that there is a significant delay between messages versus I guess what you're hearing. All right, but I am seeing that people are saying the audio is okay. I'm gonna say Apple. Not this Apple. Okay. But like when I say Apple, can you please type Apple in the chat so I know how long? In 3, 2, 1, Apple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, cool. It takes 13 seconds, I guess. I don't know. I think. Baka mabagal lang din yung internet ko. Or wala pa na sa free chat. But yeah, anyway. So, yeah, it's just a means for me to... No. It's okay. It's just a means for me to kind of, like, check how the delay is. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. But in any case, actually have, like, a lot of things prepared. I have a lot of things to do. Also, Ryan, hello. I don't know if you're hearing me right now versus when you typed in chat, but like, hi. I'm still kind of setting up though. Have to like plug some things in. I mean, I guess if it's a long delay, it's what it's. So like right now I'm just like making sure the outlet for the cutting machine is up and everything should follow suit afterwards. So honestly, like I guess this takes away a little bit of like the nervousness I experienced from the previous stream because I guess in a way this is a lot more relaxing because I don't have to like constantly worry about knocking the camera off and suddenly like breaking it or unfortunately doxing myself. My day was okay, by the way. My day was, I don't know, pretty standard tiring Friday. It is Friday today, right? Yeah, Friday. Other than that, I don't think I did anything important in particular. So like, yeah, for the most part, you're just gonna be hearing the cutting sounds, the sticker removal sounds, all those goodly stuff thingies. We don't get to see the kikai hand movements. I don't even think I'm very kikai. That's such a like old word. Kikai. That's such a Jollog's word, ayoy. Oh, there it is. It's on. Okay, stay Sticker Sound ASMR, yes. Looking forward to the weekend. Ano ba? Is it a long weekend? I keep hearing a lot of people say that it's like there's a holiday. There's a holiday? It's a holiday? I didn't even know that. John looks bad. No. It's just like it's from the era of people. It's from the era where people are like, yan yung words na ginagamit nila. Oh, it's independent. Okay, I'm sorry. I see. Okay. I'm sorry. They already announced it. It's a holiday on Monday. Oh, that's great, I guess. I feel like I've been living under a rock. I'm not aware. Or at least I know Independence Day exists, but then I guess I kind of lost all semblance of dates, calendar dates and stuff. So, like, I don't know. I guess, cool. That just means rest day, I guess. Yeah, you can totally fall asleep to the talking. It's mostly talking plus just working. Yeah, I don't know. I've just like been living day to day. I haven't really been like keeping track of how things are happening. Independence. What that? Yeah. Okay. Machine is set up. I've got the materials. I just need my cutting mat. I think it's the last plans here. I didn't even know. So like I could have gotten home. I could have gone home. Pinay pa talaga si Miria. I am as, whether fortunately or unfortunately, as Pinoy as it's gonna get, I think. I don't know. You decide whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. But yeah, okay. So I'm just like on my laptop using the app to kind of like design and cut stuff. I finally got the correct file, by the way. So that's great. Baka naman Canada gang kasi may di naman. Nah. I've only like ever been out of the country maybe like twice or thrice. So, for the most part of my life, I have been stuck in the Philippines. Yeah, I guess it's like a pleasant surprise, like, pag walang pasok. Like, I'd take that. Send pics for proof. No. HD small mirror. Yeah. If you remember from the previous stream, two of those keychains were missing eyes. So this one is finally the correct version. It has the bigger eyes. Well, actually, okay, like I'll show you guys the difference between. Now let me open my project. I will reply onto this Twitter space the difference between the two. How do I open my stuff? Okay, I'll show you the difference between each one, actually. I think I will post it as a reply. So it's actually a very stark difference in terms of like the eye size for the handmade cutouts. I think you guys have seen it before, but here, this one in particular. Twitter is just loading for me though, so give me a second. Alright, so left is the final version, right, old, cannot be cut eyes version, there we go. Alright, so literally, kaka-reply ko pa lang. I just literally replied to the stream, to the space post, so if you're looking at the picture right now, the original version is the one on the right side where the eyes are small, but surprisingly enough, the machine is unable to cut those those eyes in that particular size. Like, if you saw it, yes, was did I stream yesterday? The other day, if you saw it the other day on stream, I could barely cut the eyes out. It would always stick onto the mat, and it's kind of hard to like peel off. So the one on the left, the one with the mulat na sa katotohanan eyes, is like the final version. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of tough to kind of like peel it off from that small. Plus, I had like my visual debuff, so. Tools with me, so hopefully this isn't going to like take a while. It's definitely gonna be a lot faster because right now my plan is to just like do the cutouts first, and maybe on a different day I could focus on a different day I'll focus on cutting up the, I don't know, I'm pasting, like transferring the design from the stickers towards the keychain itself. Maybe that's like an easier way to stream, like if I have everything ready at the start. Okay. Any bigger magi standing in? Actually, I don't know if only like craft stores sold bigger acrylic discs. We could totally make this a fake standee or something. It would be pretty cute. It would actually be pretty cute. Yeah, Clan Miria, welcome to the people who have just joined in. For the record, I did try pressing the record the space setting on Twitter. I just don't know how long these things last, or if it's like permanently archived into my Twitter account. So take it with a grain of salt. Although I do hope that this gives other people like an opportunity to kind of like listen in, because. Yeah. Okay. Maybe you guys are like okay with just listening to me like ramble about random things, because that's pretty much what's going to happen. As per usual, with any kind of space I have or with any kind of stream I have, it's really just what's going to be happening, I guess. Okay. I'm going to be cutting some white vinyl here. I'm going to be sizing them up. Yeah, at this point I at least do not have to like contort my arms as well to kind of like cut things properly, because there is no fear of like reflections. I did rewatch the stream earlier. Like, man, I'm so madaldal. Like, I rewatched the stream earlier, and I noticed that a lot of the surfaces were actually very reflective. But I don't think I noticed anything that was like kind of dangerous for myself. So I think it's all good. Not really that big of a deal, I think. Will Gunmere make an appearance? What do you mean by a Gunmere? Craft noises ASMR, always welcome. It's okay, gonna help me cram this here. Okay, good luck with that. You know, talaga pinupuntahan namin dito. Not for the games, not for whatever else I'm doing. It's really just for me rambling. 1 to 4. Okay. Need to cut up until here. I guess what would have made my stream the other day like a lot easier as well is if I had a ruler with me. That would totally have made things a lot easier. But I guess I'm lacking basic materials. Yeah, to, I was trying to monitor it as well. And, like, to be fair, if something did happen, it's not like I have a lot of things to hide, you know? It's not like I have a lot of things to hide. Like, I'm pretty chill. Were you able to get a second pair of eyes? I haven't gone to the hardware store yet, so most likely a second pair of pliers will be at a different day. This is the part where it's very intensive in terms of like removing excess sticker pieces. So this is most likely the parts that I will not be able to stream anymore. But at least the stream-friendly activity would be more on just stickering and packaging. So maybe that's something I could do like instead after. Before makita namin yung bed na puro stuffed toys. Oh yeah, the bed is, I don't know, cause like nag-iipon ako ng stuffed toys, and most of the stuffed toys that I have actually are like not that big, with the exception of Jungle Skog and the Monhan Palamute. They are the chunkiest guests I have on the bed. Like, they occupy most of the space. Surprisingly, I'm not the one on the bed anymore. It's them. But they're good. They're very fluffy companions, and I like having them around. I have water with me, so I should be fine. Careful alone with your hands when you touch the metal. I will get a secondary pair of pliers maybe over the weekend, since ano naman, since apparently Monday is a holiday, then okay. Which stuffed toys in favorite Mari into owls? Owls are pretty okay, but I don't think I have an owl. Actually, most of them are basically teddy bears. As basic as it's gonna get. Teddy bears are standard plushy stuffed toys. So, not really a lot going on there. Where's my squeegee? How do you think you'll need to wash the palamine? I don't know, actually. I forgot if there were care instructions because I removed them from the box immediately. And it's just like literally there. Although, you know how, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Twitter sensation picture thingy. Not really sensation, but like not really a meme either because it was very wholesome. But, you know, I guess you will be able to Google this. Like, to be loved is to be changed. If you Google that and then you go to images. You go to images on Google, once you type that phrase, you'll see like the first few pictures are like this Garfield plushy toy. It just says na, oh my god, my other phone just started using Google Assistant. Shut up. And so basically the story, I don't know if you're looking at the pictures yourself. But yeah, okay, so if you Google to be loved is to be changed and you go to images, the first picture there is actually like two Garfield stuffed toys, plushies, basically. The one on the left has been a plushie owned by someone that has had it for like X amount of years, like a very, very long time, and they always hug it to sleep. That's why it's kind of deformed and the print has faded and stuff like that, but it looks really happy. And then the one on the right side is actually like a brand new version of the same doll. So like basically the story of this particular picture is very wholesome, actually. Like, and they're saying that to be loved is to be changed. Basically, if you love something too much, it will change. But I think this is the more positive kind of like change or something. So that's how my stuff toys are looking like right now. They're not very fluffy anymore. Their fur is a little bit matted down. Not necessarily matted down in a gross way, but kind of like not as poofy as it used to, but you know, I love my plushies. So yeah, that kind of like that. If you have the same search query and you go to the third picture, I think it's a picture of two Lamb Dolls over there, and it's like a Twitter screenshot, and basically it the title is like Too Much Love, and then you see that it's kind of like a compressed kind of version of the doll itself, and then that's where that's where the phrase "to be loved is to be changed" like came from. So I guess that's your context if you want to look into it. Yeah, so yeah, loved lots, basically. That is yeah. I really like that. I don't know. Can you classify me? I guess there are wholesome memes, but then I don't know how else to classify this type of image. Basically, my favorite genre of image, even if it's not like considered like a meme per se. But yeah, it's really cute now. Yeah. So my dolls aren't necessarily like my plush toys aren't necessarily the most presentable anymore. They're kind of weathered down. I guess that's a better term for it. But they are very much loved. We're gonna tutukan dito. Yeah, we're bordering on the philosophical. But yeah, okay. I'm gonna be feeding this thing. This one. So I'm just connecting my machine to my laptop. Okay. Selecting this one. I'm gonna load this one in. I don't know if it's a Facebook level meme. I only saw it on Twitter. Yeah. Kapag sobrang matted down na kami from Mary Pandas. Yeah, everyone is very much loved. Our wholesome memes might be up here. Okay, I'll check that out. Okay, and then just gonna cut this one up and I'm gonna ready my next cutout. I don't know if you guys are already hearing the machine. I'm pretty sure you guys are, because this is fairly loud. And I'm just using my phone's microphone, so yeah. Yeah, even Jungle Squad. You know how if you look at the website, the IKEA website for that big old bear, it's super, super chunky, right? But now if you look at my bear, I don't know if you would notice it from the pictures that I shared nung I built my chair because I used Jungle Scog for reference, right? He's very flat now. I wouldn't say flat to a point that he looks like a pancake, but he is Jungle Scog is very he's thinner now. He's not as chunky as he used to be, and that makes me really sad because like yeah. He's changed. Okay. Right. Yeah, so I guess that's just the fate of being a plush doll, a stuffed toy. But as long as they are loved, that is all that matters. I'm very attached, okay? Like, I've always had like stuffed dolls and plushies and stuff ever since I was young. And most of them I still keep with me. Although most of the others are at home and not really here. At the apartment. So, yeah. Okay. So because you lie on them so often, actually. Okay, when I was younger, I have always been like the kind of person that becomes very, very sad if I wake up like seeing my stuffed animals like on the floor. I'd think that they'd be very sad that they fell down instead of being hugged when I woke up. But since I sleep on the floor, or at least my mattress isn't on the floor, that's not the problem anymore. But yeah, I do sometimes wake up na parang sila na yung nagiging unan ko, which is kind of sad. I think that's why they flatten up a little bit. I think that's why they flatten up a little bit. Yeah, it's a very lean Jungle Skog now. How many have you made since the last stream? I think around 10. I think around 10. Not a lot, honestly speaking. Wish it could be more. But yeah, pwede na rin, I guess. If I do at least 10, if I do at least 10 a day, that should probably okay. It's June 9. 10 a day. I think I'll make it before graduation. Why have you abandoned me? No, I'm so sad. Okay. Going to cut a second set. Lurking. Hello, welcome. Pretty good progress. It's more than I would. To be love is to be pillow. Yeah. Okay, let me just edit this one in particular. And to remove these ones. Final version. Save. There you go. Yeah, I don't know how many it's going to be, but it's definitely gonna be more than 50. When I get a final number on how much this is gonna turn out, then I guess I'll make the announcement post by then. By then, yeah. Okay. Now on that, any material. Okay. Honestly, though, you guys should also like cuento. What have you done on your Friday? I'm quite curious what you guys have done on your Fridays. Because, like, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys have probably had more interesting day. A more interesting day compared to me. I'm not sure, of course. But you know, if you have something to share, that would be very much appreciated. Okay, I'm gonna cut out the second ones. This is gonna be a longer one because this is more. The guy that says the floor is mine, it's because they went down from your bed to protect you from the monsters in your closet. When the forms are released, it's off to the races for the Fomaria. Well, okay, here's the thing. I will announce beforehand that I will be opening forms up on a certain day. I won't bulaga or like I won't make it a surprise. It's online now. Kind of, yeah. I'm gonna make sure that you guys have enough time to prepare yourselves for like filling up a Google form. Restained a heavy wooden door. Naya says, what does staining mean? Like you're does is it similar to like revarnishing it or something? Just your regular old work Friday. We'll be assigned to Japan for work sort of. Wow! I wish I were assigned to Japan. Good luck with that. Yung pahinga lang for today, not feeling well today. Okay, please pagaling. I cleaned my PC, not it got quite dusty because my doggo was shedding. I added a hard drive too. Ooh, congrats on the hard drive. When I was still living at home, like I had to frequently clean my computer because I lived with like a lot of cats. But ever since I moved out, I feel like I've kind of like been lazy cleaning it because I don't really have a lot of like cat fur shed anymore. Waiting for graduation and talaga hehe, I'm playing right now. Oh right, I remember there were some Fomaria who were graduating that said that they'd put me on their grad pics or something. I'm gonna look for that later. I'm gonna look for that later. I tried the food panic with that selected restaurant. No, I'm sorry. That's so sad. I thought it was like a global code or something. You're finding my portfolio sometimes. Good luck with that. Errands like deposits sa bangko kain ng lunch drying. Fun. Varnishing is the final coating to protect the stain, while the stain itself is the actual colorant. Oh, so like, are the stains like maple, cherry, kind of like that? You know how certain kinds of woods have like certain kinds of colors. But I'm gonna. You saw some. Wait, I will look for. I will look for the. I hope you guys tagged like a Miria tag there or something. Should I make a letter for your graduation? That's definitely up to you. It's fine. Okay. That's definitely up to you. I'm just, you know, Exactly like that. Oh, okay, I see. The only time I ever really learned about wood staining is when I was watching like luthiers focus on like making violins because it's woodworking and stuff like that, right? So I watched some videos on how violins were made, and it was actually pretty cool, honestly speaking. Like, apparently when the wood is sanded and cut, it doesn't really retain the original wood color. So like, they do have to stain it. I think that's where it sounds very familiar. Something along those lines. Speaking of graduations, naalala ko na earlier this week lang ako yung diploma ko 4 years after graduating. 4 years after graduating, so like 2023 minus 4. 2019! Oh, batch 2019, I see. Isn't there a K-drama about a violin maker? I don't know! Anong tag gagamitin? I don't know. You can just say Miri Alive. It would be weird if I say Miri in graduation. Miri Alive should be fun. Binilang. Galing ko mag-math. Simple arithmetic. 2019. Each coding actually affects how the violin sounds. I once had an... Okay, here's a funny story. I was like, okay... you know how I used to play in a, not really an orchestra, I guess, but it's a very casual college thing. I used to play in one of those things. And I have been on the lookout for, like, a nicer violin at the time because I could really, I really wanted, I really wanted a nicer sound to my... to my violin as a whole, right? So, okay, let's hope this cut works. So, I went on eBay. I think I went on the bidding website. I think it's eBay that you bid on, right? So you can bid on eBay for stuff. And like, I was looking for violins from this particular shop, and basically there was this really, really pretty violin that I saw there that I really wanted. But what I've noticed from that eBay auction shop is that a lot of people always like bid on the violins that they were selling. So, ngayon. Because of that, like, I took my chance. I took a chance to kind of, like, bid. And I placed the lowest bid available. And surprisingly, no one else was bidding on it. I was panicking, like, huh? Wait, am I seriously going to get this? I mean, I know I wanted a violin, but not this fast. I was not ready, technically. Like, I should have been ready because, like, I pressed bid on it. So, obviously, since that's a transaction that involves money, I should have been more prepared. But, I mean, it worked out in the end. It was a very, very nice... like, it was Chinese violin, but it was definitely leagues better than... no, it wasn't a scam. It was definitely, like, leagues better than the standard violins you can buy from, like, maybe, like, say, JB Music or Lyric, unless you're really going for the more expensive ones. Because my older violins were just Backendorf violins, which is, like, a kind of, like, a, I guess, a mass-produced... hoy, hindi ko naman ginawa ang joy bidder. Like, kinuha ko naman. Binidan ko. Right? So, I bid on it. And when I got here in the Philippines, I had to pick it up from the customs to say it was beyond. Like, you know how, you know, if you buy something from overseas, and if it exceeds a certain price, you are going to get taxed. I think the permissible price na hindi ka matatax is like below 10K. But that violin... like cost me 12 or something, so I had to pick it up at customs. I was really sad though because at some point they were technically already unboxing the thingy, but I wanted to unbox it myself. But it was such a really, really nice, like, it was a very nice warm brown stain, I guess. I totally forgot what, because I sold it afterwards because I needed money. Not, I mean, it lasted for like a year with me when I was still pretty active playing violin for a music group. But then I sold it after a year and a half or something. But it was really nice. I needed, I gave it a name because I was very attached to it because it was my first major purchase. And it's like a, it was first major purchase. And I was really excited because, like, oh, I get to look cool. Or not really cool. But, like, I don't know. It just sounded really nice. And I was paying as well. So I got it some nice strings. I even went to a luthier to get it, like, primed and fixed after. So, yeah. No, the over 10K kasi includes the shipping costs pa. And for something that is very fragile, right? For something very fragile, it had to go through, like, priority shipping and stuff. I need my gadgets. I get it. Hello, mommy. How's the keychain being so far? It's going well. You're gonna hear the machine cutting again in a bit. Like, I'm already loading it up right now. You're gonna hear the machine. There you go. There. I named it. Yeah, inputted yung shipping fee, so kaya siya nag-over. Like, I think my shipping was around. And oh my god, this is so old. I guess you can tell what year I got it in because the peso dollar exchange was ano pa? Well, 43 pesos. Oh my god, that was like such a long time ago. Yeah, peso dollar exchange during that time when I bought it was around 43 pesos pa lang. So yeah, I spent over like $100 for shipping alone lang. So $100 is like 4K-ish. So actually, the violin was only around 7-8K. Bata ka pa dun. But hindi ah. Parang arutos na po, bata pa ka dun. I named it. It looked like bread. It looked like a very nice toasted bread. So I named it Toasty. Because it really looked like nice warm bread. On a happy morning kind of thing. So yeah. Medyo matagal na rin pala. Yeah, it lasted me. I mean, it is a long time ago. I think the last time I played violin was, I don't know. Hoy, baka sanggol pa yung mga family nung time niyo. I'm pretty sure you guys, a lot of you guys are like, okay, USD, peso dollar exchange rate. I'll take a gander. I'd take a guess on what kind of like years you guys were born into. Let's put 1992. What's 1992? 1992. Huh? It gave me how much is 1,992 USD in Philippine peso. Like, no, that's not what I'm looking for. During 1992. During. There we go. Hoy, grabe. Ang 1992 is like 26 pesos average for one US dollar. Really have an acronym. I just tend to describe something like, oh, that's your name now. That's only 2011. No, you know, it wasn't 2011. I wouldn't have money. Tas kami na mga sanggol pa nung 1992. Not far, 93. My first violin name was Rose for Rosewood. Second is Truna from Heaven. Ooh, that's so cute. Kahit na lang ako baka magpagkahalataan. Okay, let me see the peso dollar historic forex rates. Let's see. In 1993, it was 28. 1994, it was 24. 1995, 24, 1996, 27, 1997, 32, ooh, 1998 is 40, 1999 is 42, 46 on 2000s, and then suddenly it went to 50 during 2001. Then I guess I bought it in 2015. Something around those times. 93 bros, magta-13 na tayo. Oh my God, did you just reveal that? Wala pa ata ako doon. Hello po mga ate kuya. Wala din ako noon eh. What are some of the pieces you played with the violin? Just the usual classical pieces. What's a popular thing that we played before? Bakit parang sumasakit ka supasuan ko yung sa akin doon? I don't know my historical events. But I'd like to believe I'm still younger than some people here, okay? Like, at least give me that. Well, canon is one of them. Canon is one of the things that they do ask us to play, especially at events and stuff. So you can understand. I mean, when I was still playing violin, it was okay. But when I switched over to viola, it was kind of mundane and boring because they're just repeating the same four notes in harmony. Yeah, believe me, I do want to believe that I'm still younger than other people in this chat. I can confirm I'm older than Miria. Yeah, thank you. Can you still play today? I'm very rusty. I don't think I can anymore. I personally don't think I can anymore. It's like one of the things that they teach you about neuroplasticity is that you have to use it or you're gonna lose it. So if you're not really practicing in particular, like you retain you're gonna retain some part of like you being still being able to do it. But if you're not really doing it as consistently, then there is a chance that you are going to. It's gonna take a while for you to like regain that level of skill again. Vivaldi seasons. It's spring though, not summer. But my favorite is actually Vivaldi's. My favorite is Vivaldi's winter. Bata pa din naman tayo. It's not a competition. Would you consider going back to learning the violin? Please tell me you tried to play like Lindsay Sterling. I think it's every violinist's dream to actually look as cool as her. Ate ko pa rin para sa akin, Miriam. Okay, sure. I guess some people do like older women or something. I don't know. Need to go out and Miriam. Have a good night. Thank you so much for dropping by. I wanted the Suzuki violin books. Oh my God. Like that's how I learned how to play violin in the first place. Anyway, in terms of like, would you ever consider going back to learning the violin? One of the reasons why I wanted to move from piano to viola, I mean from violin to viola, is I wanted like a deeper sound because it's a lot easier, technically, for people to sense that you're not playing correctly because you're really going to stand out. The violin is very matining, and it's very noticeable if you miss a semitone on it, right? So I switched to viola afterwards because I wanted a more mellow tune. I wanted to be more harmony than I was for melody. Lalo na kung violin 1 ka, grabe yung pressure. Okay pa kung violin 2, which is what I got most of the time. But then unless it's like a specific piece, it really changes. But when I was playing viola, I was definitely happier because I like the deeper sound more. But one of the reasons why I also, I wouldn't say gave up on violin, but rather one of the reasons why I found na I would personally prefer na hindi na lang mag-violin is like, kasi parang ang hirap kumanta. Ang hirap kumanta habang nag-violin. Yeah. It's Suzuki gang. It's my introduction to violin as well. Ano yun? It's kind of hard to say. It's kind of hard to sing if you're playing with a violin. So I wanted to switch over to piano, in which case I only started recently, like last year, but then I stopped taking lessons as well because my piano was apparently like out of tune for a digital piano, surprisingly. So yeah. Support player talaga at heart guides a bench. Dude, you guys know I play bass, right? Technically, medyo support player din ang bass. So yeah, I wanted to be able to hide among the crowd, keep people guessing. Sounds like you. Yeah, I guess it's kind of like that's how I roll. But yeah, I wanted to move over to piano instead because I want to be able to play while singing. And if I had like a violin to my chin, I think that's going to stop me from playing efficiently or singing efficiently. You can play the Game of Thrones themes of viola. I was still violin when we played the Game of Thrones medley. So, yeah, I've done that na before. Was hiding the fact that it's a membership of Binanggit yung base. Really? I really don't remember things anymore. Speaking of membership, I don't know if the members have already seen this, but I guess it's okay for me to talk about as well. People do know that there have been some massive delays with when it comes to like delivering the perks of membership. So I already announced earlier, if you are a member and you haven't seen the announcement yet, I'm going to reiterate it right now. I'm going to be recording this weekend, and I'm going to be recording the like seven different scenarios, like seven roleplay scenarios, seven voice packs, and seven executive voice packs. Soon. So I already posted like three different three different scenario options. So I saw a lot of people were like really sad over one particular choice. Yeah, I guess they understand. But it's not what you think. It's not what you think, I think. Like, if you know me, which I believe that you guys do, right? I like making my role play stuff like very, I don't know, meaningful. I don't know if it is going to be meaningful though, but like anintagan. I guess I'm going to organize it. At this point though, like it's not my panahit. I promise. No. I guess I can't really promise that. Yeah. It is going to be the last few recordings since, yeah, we are graduating. So I figured to leave no regrets. I'm just going to finish all of those recordings. But wait, there's more. Is it too late to join membership just to get to listen to those? Not really. You can still join membership, but you decide if you really want to join or not. The perks, I guess, about membership is that even if you join now lang, you will be having access to all of the previous tier, all of the previous releases as well. So if you're into that, that's totally fine. I still have not yet received word about how legacy stuff is going to be maintained. I don't know that yet. But I guess in terms of like standard stuff, I'm assuming that, yeah, stuff will be removed afterwards. So just watch out for that. Sorry for a shiny surprise. Oh, you guys won't be able to repeat that anymore. But yeah, I'm going to finish all of those just so that I have delivered everything that I needed to finish. So yeah. Need to preserve the shiny surprise. Yeah, yun lang naman. Yes, things to share about my plans for the weekend. I'm really going to I'm gonna be script write after this space. I am going to be, I guess, script writing so that I can record things in bulk, and then I'll just stagger upload them throughout the days. Para magulat na lang kayo, may upload na pala. Whoa there. Something like that. Yeah, so like I don't want to regret anything. I don't want to regret anything before I leave. Like, I don't want to end up regretting it. Oh, crap. I had this really good idea, and I didn't get to deliver that particular thing for the membership thingy. So, yeah. I'm going to finish all of that. Hopefully this weekend. And if not, then I guess I still have a few more weeks to work on it. I back up all the voice packs and save them. If you're planning to join, remember to connect YouTube to Discord for the voice packs. Leak them to us pagtapos na yun. Panigulat. Yeah. You kind of want to have like, I want to be able to say that I gave it my all. Wow! Drama yente. You know, even if I can bring the stickers closer to my face just so that I can see the finer details properly, it's still pretty difficult. It's annoying. Sexy ASMR na ba? Huh? What do you mean? I'm... And insert the very gus-gus VTuber saying that. I'm say-so. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just gonna try to make sure that the stuff that I upload is gonna be decent or something. Madi-discover ng yung members ng spiciness. What do you mean? Spiciness. There is nothing of the sort, I think. Unless you're very imaginative. You have to be very imaginative, I guess, if you really want to think of it that way. I think. Oh, I missed that part. There we go. Mary is say so. Honestly, I can be whatever you want me to be. You just need your imagination. What do you mean spicy Twitter arc? Okay, I'm definitely going by faster. I'm already on my second, like, Miria sticker removal thingy. So, it definitely helps that I don't have a camera. Grabe yung alin. Huh? He's talking about now. Y'all weird. Okay, I have a lot more stuff to weed out from these stickers. I just realized that even for something as simple as this MS Paint drawing, it's still very... I don't know. It's still very intricate. Considering that this was never originally meant to be printed out or whatever. Can you be little sister? What? What kind of interest is that? I'm forever haunted by the Kemak voice acting. I miss Cult of the Lamb! I'm going to miss it, definitely. Like, Cult of the Lamb has been very fun. And honestly, I really like the way that I handled, like, having people be involved. Whenever I play games that require additional names and stuff, I really, really like the Wheel of Names idea. You said anything in the bit. Like, I really, really like the... Yeah, I can play it on my own time. But I guess at some point, I kind of got used to... seeing a game and then suddenly thinking, yeah, I totally want to like stream this or something. So I put it off and then I won't play it until I know that I can stream it, kind of thing. So it's different. It's gonna be different moving forward. It's gonna be like, oh, I see this game is cool and I don't have to stream it anymore. And then I realize now, you know what? This is way beyond my routine. I'm not used to it anymore. Kind of thing. Yeah, the streamer content brain, honestly, is a thing. Like, you see a game like, oh, hey, this is gonna make for great content or whatever. It's different now. I'm just gonna see, like, oh, wow, this game is great. And that's it. We will still live on. Sure. That would be nice. Oops, sorry. that means no plans to. Oh, well, no, I've said it before, but I really am, like, going to rest after all is said and done. That's the plan. It sounds really boring as a plan, you know? It sounds like, what, Miria, sayang naman kung hindi mo tinuloy or whatever, but. I honestly really think that I will just rest and just like recuperate from everything that has happened so far, because yeah, I think some rest is in order. Sounds like retirement. Persona 3 Reload. Yeah, I know. I saw it. It looked really nice. It really looks like Persona 5. Yeah, welcome to the Normie Club. I just want to... Ayun. I get to be normal. I don't know if that's a good thing. I get to be just a fan of things and like things and just chill or whatever. You will miss you. I mean, I'm going to miss you guys too. Honestly, like, what? I've been streaming for almost 2 years now. That's a significant part of my life, regardless of how it is in comparison to my actual age. But, like, streaming every single week, minimum, like, on a minimum of 3 to 4 streams a week, is still, like, a very... It actually occupied a lot of my time, surprisingly. So, like, ever since I haven't been streaming, I just realized that, wow, what exactly have I been doing all my life if I wasn't streaming? You know, like, weekly streams would be 3 to 4 and at a certain point in time, right? It made me realize now, what exactly have I been doing my entire life when I wasn't streaming? How do I spend my evenings or something? I do not have any clear memory or whatever. Yeah, it has definitely been like part of a routine that I follow. So knowing that it's going to be out of that particular routine already, it's going to be weird. I definitely consider it as very weird. Jane, I think sickle cell being recognized as a big deal. Oh yeah, like I've been practicing my normie voice. I can sound normal. You sound like a regular person. Nee, far kita na life namin parang naging routine na panoorin ka. It's very hard to find the same vibe with that chaos just bubbling underneath. Midlife crisis. You've been talking for 2 years. Constantly talking, like, this is the most I've ever spoken in my entire life. I asked myself that question too. Ano bang ginagawa ko every evening pag hindi nagsistream si Mira? Okay, like, before we debuted, what exactly were you guys into? Like, I'm pretty sure if you got into VTubers, you most likely would have already known about, like, Niji Sanji, about Hololive, and a lot of other prominent indie VTubers. So, like, it's just a matter of, like, I guess, like, maybe you guys are already fans of other... I guess it's just really a matter of, like, finding someone to watch that fits your schedules. I guess one benefit of being, like, based in the Philippines is that it kind of matches regular work schedules. Maybe you'll be looking for her nose after everything. Was watching other VTubers, but then I was like, what have you guys been doing? I'm not streaming. Waiting for you streaming. No, before I existed, I don't know what I was doing. Mood, no. Games and stuff, think corporate VTubers, just watch their clips. Honestly, yeah, I don't know. I've always found myself, like, I'm more of, like, a clip watcher at this point. Especially for a lot of VTubers, unless I'm very dedicated to them. Yeah. I guess it's just a lot more digestible to catch up on clips instead of like watching a whole stream. Parang ganun. So, Struggling, it's a long story. Pat. Who's your favorite Hollow Stars? Like the current one? Oh, I guess surprisingly, it would most likely be Altair. Because he plays Final Fantasy 14. For local lang lagi pinapanood ko or indie karamihan. Tahimik ang nights time before you guys. Was my girlfriend that introduced me to VTubers. Came down to the right one showing up. Oh, that's cute. That's really cute. Very wholesome. Without VTubers, siguro marami na anime. Oh my god. I was just watching clips. Honestly, the only full streams I watch were yours. Aw. Johnny in school works. I'll take the same BGM. We do. Alam ko yung BGM ko actually same ng kay ano. Like I was using the BGM before the first batch of Hollow Stars English came out, but I think it was more Vespers. The opening, if you listen to my stream, the hand cam stream from the other day, yung BGM ko while I was just chatting is I think Vespers loading screen music. And I was using it before Vesper was using it, but that was really funny. Because so like when I tuned into Vesper's stream, I was like, this sounds exactly what I use. It's so cool. We have the same brain waves or something like that. I don't know. I don't even know if I can go back to watching streams normally. So now I'm another 3 hours. Honestly, I noticed that I keep saying that I'm not even gonna stream for that long or whatever, and then I end up streaming 3 to 4 hours. Yeah, it's the same as what Vesper uses for his loading screens. Very cool. Brain waves. I was thinking for each other. No, Vesper is the grandpa or something, and then Altair is the blue-haired guy that plays Monhun and Final Fantasy 14. Oh my god, yay! This one has a face. I will show you guys how it's supposed to look like kapag ano, maayos yung file na ginamit ko. Normally every night before this Genshin. Yeah, Altair is the blue-haired one. Mystery, narinig ko kay Mary. Is it because Best Friends is D&D? Oh my god, yeah, I totally watched their D&D, like their D&D streams as well. I was really excited for that because, like, I don't know, I found it a lot more difficult for me to find like D&D content that I can watch on the streams. Because ever since I started Critical Role, I'm like, I noticed that my perception of watching D&D streams has changed. Like, I'm in it for the performances, and I realized that I really needed to take a step back from that mindset because I was getting the Matt Mercer effect. Because you know how Critical Role is basically like all of them are voice actors and it's very performative to an extent, but it's still very genuine, but it's very performative to an extent, and that's not exactly how D&D games are supposed to go. You're not supposed to put on a show all the time, right? So I wanted to look for more casual games. I wanted to watch people just have fun with it, but it's just being streamed to an extent, so like something a little bit more laid back and stuff. So I really enjoyed watching Vesper's D&D campaign because it was pretty much all for shits and giggles, but they still got the job done. It was really cool, really fun. Yeah. I honestly really miss D&D. I'll heal from it soon. Maybe I can go back to it as part of my rest break. Ganun. You watch Aya's one shot? I did too. Altair is also my face only because every time I Nico Holos and Nicobo saw my laptop. True. I watched Aya's one shot as well. It was pretty fun. But yeah. Best expectations go after watching Critical Role. Yeah, it's very 1% of the entire game population for campaign population, right? Did you know you're seen in one of Vesper's streams before? What is this? What do you mean? What do you mean by that? That's kind of scary. Explain. Please explain. Have you seen the recent Solas Astorias vids with the voice D&D comics? I haven't yet. I feel like after all things have been said and done, I'm going to like catch up on all of the things I missed out on. Like legit, I'm gonna turn into a normal. A normal person with a boring ass schedule. Crazy. Nasa chat ka dati. Ah, okay. You mean nasa chat ako? Okay, then that's not as weird. Akala ko, like, for some reason I got featured. That would be pretty trippy. Elaborate, please. Okay, let me show you guys the proper looking Miria peel sticker. I had you as a wallpaper of some sort and I had my PC feature. You gotta show me this. You gotta show me this. No, I don't chat as... I don't normally chat, I guess. Medyo bihira na ako mag-chat ngayon using Miria. I used to use it a lot, but then I realized I don't want to make it look like I'm just like there to get my name seen by a lot of people. Kaya I just use my viewer account. Parang ganun. Kasi... Like, ano yun? My name is so fucking long here. Like, on YouTube, it's my entire name. Miria Cho, Diamond, Kometa, Virtual Live. So if I were typing in some other YouTuber, VTuber's chats, right? I don't want my obnoxiously long name to be visible there. Kasi, I don't know, maybe I just have this weird mindset na, baka isipin ng tao, nagpapapansin lang ako because I'm on someone else's, like, streams or whatever. It's kind of something that's also been stopping me from dropping by publicly to some other VTubers, like, streams. Kasi, nga, because the name is just so long. So, I just use my regular one to like, just chat and, yeah. Makikita nila na di ka member. I'm gonna post the... Here's what it's normally supposed to look like. Yung proper version. Sorry, ang pangit ng shading. It's also curled up. Oh my god, it looks so bad. It's warped small Miria. That's so cute though. There we go. Warped. Yon, I posted it na. Clout chasing. Yeah, that's the term. Ayoko nagmumuha parang clout chaser or whatever kasi nagpapakita ako din using my official. But then again, I realized na I don't know if it's like appropriate to do something like that kasi. Like, I guess if it were like your friends' streams, it's okay. It's like, oy, si Miria, hello, ganun. Pero pagka other people, it just... I don't know. I don't know if it'll come off as disingenuous to them. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like overthinking things as per usual. My silly Miria brain. May naalala, pwede ko ba sabihin Miria about sa Game Awards? What's up with that? Go ahead. I remember when Noctix debuted huling-huli sa chat. Well, you were there too. You were there too. I saw you. I saw you tweeted that you saw me. Yeah, but I have grown from that. I'm just using my normal YouTube account for stuff like that, just to make things easier, I guess. Have you seen the proper one with the proper face? That's how it's supposed to look like. It's like the Spider-Man pointing in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you see us chatting in other VTubers' chats? Oh yeah, I see a lot of people in Erina's streams.
Because I'm also there. I'm just chilling. Because I really like her voice. So like, yeah.
Don't make it sound like it's a bad thing. Like, I mean, yeah, you guys can totally be into other VTubers.
Who also coincidentally are like the VTubers I'm also into. So like, yeah.
You sa channel ni Gloho yung watch along. Oh yeah, I was there during Gloho's watch along for that. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I think you guys are aware naman that most of the time I really am like a lurker. I normally lurk. I barely like respond or reply. The VTuber I mod is also scared of talking to others because of clout accusations. Yeah, it's... I don't know. Maybe it's just, like... it's scary then you said to be painted in that way na I'm just there not because I want to be friends with someone but because oh you're probably just interested in me because I have bigger numbers or what whatsoever reason. And people can make up the funniest reasons, right? So we're not cheating on you, I swear. Yeah, I know you guys aren't cheating. Come on.
You guys are allowed to like other VTubers.
I sent you this thing on Twitter. Okay, I'll check that out. You will check that out. Naka timestamp ba? Ah, 33, 39. Okay. Rating besties PC cable management. Oh, how was your PC cable? I just wanted to see. We're just friends. Sure, just friends. Yeah, it's a stream lang din tayo ni Ryan. Yeah, actually, I was watching Ryan's roleplay stream earlier. Kasi, it was very cute. It was very, very cute. Okay. Let me see. 33, 39. Wow, Vesper streamed for like 5, almost 6 hours? Wait lang, inahanap ko siya. Just wanna see what you're... My God, my computer's not loading. Oh my God, that is so cute. Like, if you guys want to see the, if you guys want to see the mini mirror niya feature dun sa PC niya. Oh my God, you use the Miria bra emote. That's so cute. Oh my God. Thank you for sharing. That's adorable. And then cheating on bro side. But yeah, guys, come on. We're just all bros here. There was never an Nagulat ako today kinala ako ni VTuber kahit twice ako nag-chat sa kanya. I'm surprised. Taking notes on RP. Actually, Ryan, wabit ka ba din sa nag-emoto voice si Ryan? No, I didn't actually. Wait lang, that's after? Is that after the roleplay proper? Kasi once I congratulated her, I had to have dinner na. So after that, yeah. Ano yun? Ryan actually messaged me for tips. It was very adorable. Ryan asked me like, hey, how do you do roleplay streams? So like, oh, Mara get the love. So like, I tuned in. I was really excited for her. Something like that. Very cute. Very cute. It's very nice when like, I'm honestly surprised that I was asked for advice on roleplay though. I don't really think that my roleplay streams are senpai bias, you know, bias like peer morbs. What do you mean morbs? No, but like I don't, my roleplay streams are very run of the mill, honestly speaking. Live roleplay, at least. Live roleplay is different. Especially the membership versions. No. Honestly, like, okay, here's what I'm thinking. I think I should also do, like, one last members only stream before I go as well. I don't know. I guess it's also one thing I should do. Their RP streams are actually really good though, like legit cringy. What do you mean? I cringe afterwards. I have to cleanse myself of my sins. Yeah. I mean, I guess roleplaying is definitely easy if you have a topic in mind. It's always a lot easier if you have something in mind instead of like naguhulaan ka lang at some point. So yeah. Mananood tayo. No, it's not gonna be a watch along. Maybe like a members only RP or something. Also, I don't know. I don't think I have continuity anymore. Nisha cringy for SA. Okay, thank you very much for that sentiment. Bahit cleanse. No, I'm cleansing myself of the cringe. I'm not saying I'm doing weird things on roleplay or whatever. It's just the fact that I said those things. No, my dignity. But yeah, maybe one last member is only RP. Just for kicks. One for the road pala. Dapat ganun yata yung term. Imoto Miria so we can always cringe together. No!
I don't think that's how I don't think I'll be able to do something like that. But yeah, I guess those are one of the things I'm gonna miss. Cause like, I remember when I told you guys na nagwa-watch along ako kasi I know I don't really like watch a lot of things in the first place. A lot of things in the first place, right? So I'm gonna miss the watch alongs because I watched a lot of new things because of those streams. Because of those streams. Like I don't think I ever would have been able to watch Arcane if I didn't watch along it. I don't think I would ever it crossed my mind to watch Cyberpunk Edgerunners, but because my friends told me to. But then I'm the kind of person that, uy, panoorin mo to. I was like, okay, sure, I'll check it out. And then I'll never check it out after like a month or something. But then, it wouldn't say napilitan, but then it felt like it's more fun to watch along those kinds of things. Because, I don't know, it's always nicer to have company. So yeah, parang I wouldn't have watched a lot of things if I weren't like watching it in a watch along with the Familia. So you have vacation with me, RP. I'll think about it. I'm still thinking of possible topics, honestly. Like, I guess it's okay for me to mention that in this narin to like the non members. Just so that kayo, joke lang. Joke lang. Ano yun? The 3 out of 7 scenarios that I have added to the list of things that I will record for this weekend is one is, and this is out of the continuity already, right? Yeah, it's very nice to share the experiences with other people. I really love the Edgerunners watch along. Oh my god, nakahiya yung iyak ko doon. But yeah, niyan. What was I talking about before I said that? I forgot. Wait, what was I talking about? No. Before. Oh my god, what was I saying? I totally forgot. Oh my god. What was I saying? It literally slipped my mind. Before I was talking about me crying. Yeah, 7 scenarios. All right, I was gonna enumerate what I listed down. Then suppose I am going to be,3 out of 7. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Oh my god, nakalimutan ko talaga. I totally forgot about it. Like, huh? I was saying something, but then I forgot about it. No. Anyway, right, 3 out of 7 scenarios I've already listed it down. They're not going to be continuous with the other lore con. I just think that these things are in alternate universes, unless you really want it to be canon. So like, I really don't know where you went with the roleplay scenarios we've had in the past already. So yeah, the first one is your wife scolds you for coming home late. Such a funny thing. But it's a thing, I guess. It's gonna be a scenario. I feel like we'll all be Lucy after the 26th. No! I mean, I get it though. I really do. But no! But yeah, that's one. That's one scenario. Your wife scolds you. Mental preparation. Yeah, it's this one idea. And in my head, it sounds funny, but maybe I'll try to make it cute na lang. I don't think I can sustain being angry. I mean, I'm a very angry person. I have a lot of things to be angry about, but like, I don't know if I can sustain being angry for roleplay or something.
high schools, you have a hangover. Tatalakan. What does that mean? No, but yeah. the concept is like, kala ko make it sad. Oh, I can definitely make things sad if you really want to. Like, take note. My favorite games are like Dragon Gardenier. That's a cakewalk for me. But yeah, and then the second one is going to be like a fully Filipino scenario. Like, as in Filipino, as in magtatagalog lang ako. I don't know what it's gonna contain yet, but apparently I missed out on making August stuff. Like, remember, kinram ko everything before the year ends. Tapos, sabi ko, complete na lahat for 2022. Apparently, wala pa lang ginawa for August. Buwan ng wika. I don't have anything for that particular month. So, I figured that it would be better for me to make a Tagalog words kind of like role-play thingy. Like, Tagalog lang ako. Para iba. Para may iba. Yes, it's also gonna be fun for non-Filipino speakers. So, like that. I guess they're just gonna hear me speak incomprehensible language. Make it borderline segue. What? Off nagin. I thank you so much for dropping by. Welcome home, honey. Would you like dinner, a bath, or bakit ating gabi ka na umuwi? How about after school stuff for August? Oh, it's still going to be in Tagalog though. Oh, I'm gonna think about something. I teach you how to speak Filipino. You're the foreign exchange student, and I'm trying to teach you random Filipino words. Something like that. Ano pa ba? Oh yeah, and then the last one that I thought of, and I noticed that a lot of like the consultants or the members were replying to the announcement post earlier was like everyone hyper fixated on on that last one. Like, I had, okay, there are a total of 15 comments on that post. And 4 out of the 15 people who commented are like, yeah, good job, Mir. So hardworking. And then the others are like, bakit yun yung isa sa scenarios? So one of the scenarios that I added, there's like a breakup scenario just for kicks. Yeah. I added a breakup roleplay scenario. Last one's theme is closure. Yeah, break up. And then there was one comment there that said like, childhood friend moves far away, so we have to say goodbye scenario. I was like, oh, Kilia, hello, welcome to the, I was about to say stream, but I guess it's a tourist space. So like, hi. Hi, I'm actually like talking about possible role play scenarios. And I'm still thinking about it, honestly. And I mentioned that a lot of the Fumiria actually like responded to like a breakup scenario roleplay. I wouldn't say they're violent reactions though, but it's just very amusing to see. Standard breakup lines. Okay. I'll think of how to make it as cheesy and it's so unrealistic of a breakup scenario that you cannot possibly take it seriously. Ooh, role play. No. I was gonna be a breakup if we're just bros. Like I said, there is no continuity with any of the role play scenarios we do anymore. Like, it's not in a singular universe anymore. Think of it as an alternate universe at this point. No, I wouldn't say it's amusing. It's just like, oh wow, there's a collective voice of the Familia when they're reacting to this particular scenario. And I figure, I've always wanted to do sad stuff. I want to think of it as a creative exercise. You know, like, I've always wanted to do like sad stuff as well. So I guess that's like one thing. I guess I don't know. I wouldn't say it's timely, but I guess it's always been something that I wanted to do. But I guess now that you guys, I guess it's just going to be even sadder if you listen to it before the graduation stream. That's one thing. We can still be friends. Maybe in another life we could have been together. Now think of it as an alternate universe kind of thing. Like, it never happened, I promise. Something like that. Unless you actually want to make it canon or whatever. But yeah, out of all of the... I think out of all of the roleplay streams I have done so far, everything was consistent up until a certain point. I don't know where that certain point was, but I feel like things started going wonky. So there is no continuity anymore. Oh, but I am definitely going to miss, I'm definitely going to miss that. It has been a very enjoyable way of, like, practicing my acting skills. My rather non-existent acting skills. In another life, I would have enjoyed doing Laundry and Taxes with you. Dude, I still haven't watched that movie. I still have not. So, like, I keep seeing that particular quote, but I don't know what it means. This is the closure I always talked about since your near streams. If you imagine it, there exists a universe where it did happen. It's an alternate ending, guys. You don't have to take it seriously. GFE part 2. No. I'm done with GFE. Please. I just want silly funny. That line was meme so hard. I still don't understand what it means, though. So maybe at some point I will have to, like, watch it so that I understand what people are talking about when it gets brought up. Skips breakup RP. I reject this reality and substitute my own. Watch along. Is it? Okay. Is I don't know. What's the title of that movie? Is it on actually on Netflix? I don't know if it's available on Netflix. It's, as per usual, my primary requirement for watch-alongs would be its availability on Netflix Philippines. I only want the funny now. No more sad. Not really no more sad, I say, as I'm going to inject, like, really depressing stuff into this roleplay scenario. But no more GFE. I am done with that after that one. That one and only time during members only. Like, it's not a surprise if I say that, you know what, that members roleplay with the girlfriend experience is pretty funny in retrospect. Oh, everything, everywhere, everything, I don't, blah. E-E-A-O. Yeah. It's not on Netflix, I see. Breaking up is also part of GFE. You know what? True. Very true. So I guess that means that scenario is valid at this point. Guys, you know that I've played a lot of sad games on stream. So I guess it's just a general overview of what that particular video will contain. But know that I will try to be as creative with it as possible so you don't have to take it seriously. I cringed horribly after the GFE stream, but it was still... Okay, not gonna lie, it was still very fun. I was just very embarrassed that... Oh, crap, I said those things. I said those things and you guys didn't stop me. Okay, I'm almost done with this other sticker thingy. And then I'm gonna have to cut new ones again. Post-work drinking and complaining about work RP. Yeah, just keep the ideas coming and then I'll try to figure out what's a nice one. There's vacation, there's patient doctor, and then there's, like, after work complaining about life. I was there and I still can't believe you said those things. It's a fever dream. I swear it's a fever dream. It was nice while it lasted, but
we all know it was just a dream. Okay, this is the last sticker, and then I need to cut new ones. But yeah, new topic ideas, I guess, before it's all over. Yeah, I am still planning on staggering the uploads, but hindi kayo mabigla. Just so that it doesn't come off as very surprising that everything's being uploaded in one go.
Oh no, the arm kind of stuck into the decal paper.
Actual graduation RP a la anime, where we promise to go to the same university together and continue our lives, reminiscing about school events and the last year of school. Oh, that's wholesome though. I mean, nothing's wrong about wholesome, of course, but then...
That sounds too happy for my liking. Imagine waking up one day and it was only just a dream. You were dreaming all along.
Parang ayaw ng wholesome. No, it's not na ayaw ko ng wholesome. It's more of like, I want to be more creative about my last few role-playing attempts, okay? Like, I want it to be cool. I want it to be creative.
An exercise of my creativity, if you will. Yeah, gusto ko mapanakit.
Because everything that I've done so far has been very... Everything that I have done so far has been very, like, happy. I don't want happiness anymore. Yeah, I'm gonna go on to the last few. That's the intent. Just so that I can say that, oh, I was able to try fun stuff while I was still a VTuber. And then afterwards, it's just gonna be normal and boring.
Oh, speaking of... emotional scarring. Yes, I want you guys to remember me for that last roleplay video that I will upload.
Speaking of, I don't know if you guys know people, but surprisingly, after graduation, I am intending on selling my microphone, like the 3DO. The binaural ASMR microphone, because I don't think I'll be able to use it anymore after that. Yeah, and it's very expensive, so if it's just gonna stay over like a shelf or something, I feel like it would be better off being put to good use by someone else.
Yeah, I know, I just got it. And well, but after this entire thing, I really,
you guys know where it's going with that particular statement. If ever I know anyone that might want one, I'll let you know. Yeah, I'm still asking like people I know, just in case they might want it. I mean, I'm going to sell it, obviously, at a discounted rate because, like, technically it is used. Technically, I already, like, used it on streams before. So it's just a matter of, like, I guess it'd be better if it's someone that's in the Philippines as well. So, like, all they have to worry about is local shipping and not necessarily, like, shipping overseas. Can we talking about it to your grandkids? Like, oh, that VTuber, she gave me severe emotional damage, so I made a shrine of her.
Yeah, I can't sell it right now, of course, because I'm still going to be recording over the weekend. But after everything is over and done with, after graduation, I definitely have to sell it because, you know, yeah.
I'd buy it for me if I could, because I'm dead broke right now. You would do ASMR RP? You would? What would you do with such a microphone? VTuber art, let's go. How much is it again? It's really expensive. Okay, like I got it all in all, and that included my taxes already. So I think I got it for $750. $750. So it's still pretty expensive. And I guess the only way for me to recoup that money is by selling it at this point, because I don't really know. I guess it's okay for me to like talk about it or something, but like I don't really like see myself using it afterwards anymore. I don't really see myself like going back to this. So I'd rather that it be put to good use. Like that. Buying the microphone as merch is very big brain. Don't treat it as merch. Please use it. Start your own ASMR channel or something. Be the next big thing. But yeah, it is pretty expensive, so
I'd like for someone to be able to give it a good home.
It's really sad when you think about it, and yeah, me just thinking about it right now really does sound pretty fucking sad.
But you know, wait. I think I'd be able to find someone who wants to buy it while I'm still here, versus like after graduation, I wouldn't have like an avenue to like post like, hey guys, does anyone want to buy a 3D FS XLR? Binaural microphone. At least I reach out. Like, at least some people will see my post when I'm posting at New Year, but like after everything, it's like, how am I gonna find a buyer for a very unique mic with ears?
Yeah, you can actually use it for like, I actually listen to a lot of typing videos on YouTube, because they have like those videos that don't have mid-roll ads. It's like perfect. No surprising ads, and I'm just listening to someone else type. Oh my god, live selling, no. Crowdfund Familia. It's always resellable back to Lazada. I did buy it from Lazada. It was direct from the website. So I really need to find a buyer at some point. Yeah. Wait, I said I would cut more things, so let's go back. Yeah, if you guys are interested, just mine it or something. You know how they always go in like TikTok selling videos or something. Okay, I customize this project and I'm gonna use the machine again. Let you know if ever I'll ask around. Yeah. Take it easy though, because like I'm wait for me to like I guess also make like a public post about it. If you guys pamay na ano yung mic or ng seller, iwan yun all guys. I mean, just you pwede na makita yung mic. No, unemployed pa ako. Hey, if a Familia buys this, I will be your next fan. I'll be your fan or something. If you ever like do ASMR stuff, it's cool. Honestly, really cool. Is the mic used? Yeah, it has been used. The microphone has been used for, oh my god. Nibbling. The ears have been nibbled, but I promise it has been cleaned. Oh my fucking god. I cry. We make a familiar YouTube channel. I'll be your biggest fan. Wait, I said I was gonna cut something up. What am I doing? But yeah. okay, enough about that. Now I realize it. It might be very embarrassing to sell like an ASMR microphone like this. I don't know.
Okay, this is the next one to cut up. I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna turn the machine on.
Does it still make fart noises? It will only make fart noises if you're not using like oil. If you're not using oil.
Oh my god, make a gut yung thing. Oh, make a gut. No, there aren't any visible bite marks. What the hell, guys? Come on.
Okay, like, here's the sad thing. I really thought that I would be using it for far longer. But given that the circumstances are how they are, it's very unrealistic.
Of course I would clean it. What do you mean? Why do you sound so disappointed that it's been cleaned?
Selling my pre-nibbled. What?
I don't know how much. I don't know how to price it. Like, okay, consider I only really got it this year and I've only used it like quite a few times. I don't know how to price things. Maybe like 80% of the original price. I don't know. I'm not good at pricing things. I'll figure it out at some point. I mean, oh my god, I'm a buyer now. Oh my god, I can have the equivalent of like months worth of sueldo again. Hooray. Secretly nibbled lumao.
80 to 90% of the original price. I see. Add more for nibbles plus shipping and stuff.
You mean add more for nibbles? No.
Yeah, I guess ano na lang. And if there are some people who are interested in it, especially for your contact, yung nagtatanong na how much, I guess just wait for me to officially post that I'm selling it. Originally, I'm just like, iisip ko pa lang eh, na gusto kong ibenta na. And I most likely definitely will naman talaga. It's just a matter of, kailangan ko muna matapos lahat ng commitments ko before I do that. Like,
I will deliver all of my deliverables before
the very end. So, yeah. I wish to accomplish that much.
Teka, gusto ko yung consider who pa sabi lang kung magkano mo ibibenta.
Oh my god, are you guys serious? Dapat ni Miria sent yung ASMR mic, nibbles autograph.
It should have been my ear.
A VTuber nibbled on it, so you could probably go for 250% of the price. What? Seriously? Okay, I will be your biggest fan.
If you actually start a chat, that's so cool though.
Honestly, like, you know what? That sounds pretty wholesome. You just want to give it a good home. Sayang eh.
Like, honest, I don't know. I used to think na it might be me and my feelings na binili ko, so gusto ko na lang kahit ano lang gawin ko with it, right? Ayun.
Like, but then I realized that it's not okay. I was gonna say, like, am I age? If I'm not gonna be using it, then there's no point in me keeping it.
Wow, tinapoy.
But yeah.
So nakailang keychain ka na tonight. My discussions and conversations have been very animated. So like, I think this is my fifth one palang. Once I start cutting this, niyo pa na yung naging machine.
But yeah. Basta matapos ko muna yung obligations ko. I wanna finish recording my stuff. And I wanna make sure that I gave it my all. Something like that. So. Still more than yesterday. Yeah.
It is, because like I drink check, thank you. It is, because at least I really don't have to worry about having my face be shown on camera accidentally. So hooray for me. Yeah. Once these start getting cut, it will be my fifth one for the night. Angry slapping sounds. What? Okay, should be good.
Did you know what the saying that objects have a soul on them? If they don't go use, they grow sad and broke. Aww. Yeah, that's why instead of just letting it stay on my shelf unused and sad, at least they can find joy somewhere else.
Well.
Crafting SFX. Okay, cutting begins. Rich making increase to 50. Ah, I wish I started my crafting to Final Fantasy 14, but then I enjoyed it. Actually, my highest level is like level 60 Weaver. And every other crafting class and gathering class is roughly around 30 to 40. Hindi lang sila max level. Kasi those were, yun yung pinagkakaabalahan ko nung free trial pa lang ako. I was on free trial, so like I figured, you know what? I should totally like level my crafter classes because that sounds like fun. And then when I actually like bought the game and I subbed to Final Fantasy 14, I was like, okay, fine, let's get Weaver higher. But then I realized na, yeah, because the crafting classes are very dependent on one another, except for, I think it's culinarian. It's not murderous. Except for culinary, which I think can be solo leveled. Everything else, especially if you're on free trial, you have to rely on other crafters and gatherers for it. So it's very funny. Okay. So this one is done. I'm gonna do another one. The overarching design that was UB Omnicrafting. Yeah, I never leveled them equally. I was like, okay, let's max out what I can with Weaver. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, wait, I think this particular recipe needs me to gather something. So I'll do this, and then I'll do that. And then it got tedious for me. I never thought of it in a systematic way. I just did what I wanted to do. I should do crafting in free trial too. Still going glowy weapons. Honestly, just you already have glowy weapons, right? With the Palace of the Dead stuff, right? Each craft depends on the materials and other crafts. Yeah, exactly. It was very funny. Hmm. Okay, got some decent cuts. I think when I was rewatching the stream the other day, the one with the hand cam, I realized that there were a lot of questions that I actually missed, and I'm sorry because I was 80% focusing on what I was doing and maybe just 10% looking at chat, and the last 10% is like lost in thoughts because I don't know what else I would talk about. So yeah, I remember someone asking if there's a difference between the effort for the white ones versus the black cutouts. And the answer to that is the white ones are definitely a lot easier because they're just the silhouettes. I just need to remove the excess backing and that's pretty much done. But for the black detailed ones, they're the ones that are very time-consuming to peel off. Oh, the Zodiac weapons!
Yeah, the Zodiac weapons are great. My favorite one from that series would be the one for scholars at max, I don't know, max stage, the highest stage, the last stage. But the thing is, Zodiac weapons in Fantasy 14 is like really difficult to accomplish unless you're absolutely dedicated. So like if you're on free trial, I think you can also do the animal weapons. The Heavensward relic weapons. The Heavensward relic weapons are miles easier than completing the Zodiac weapons of ARR. But it's very rewarding, I guess, because they're really pretty. They really are very pretty. Ganayung animal weapon ng anima, whatever. Animal weapon ng Dark Knight. Super, super nice. Yeah, they are gated on tombstones. That's the thing. Okay. I'm going to cut the black outlines next. I'm trying to do like Shadowbringers relics actually before I stop playing. So that was actually really fun because I was playing with a group at the time. Really fun and exciting stuff. Man, I'm really gonna miss streaming Final Fantasy 14. I honestly had plans that I wanted to continue the main story, and once I get access to raids, which is I think in Heavensward. Once I get access to raids, I totally would have gone for doing the savages for those on stream. It would have been very fun. And then once we reached Stormblood, I had plans of doing like ultimates. So I'm really sad about that. I really, really honestly would have loved to do something like that. That would have been so cool. You don't have to stop. Well, technically, I don't have to stop because I do have my main, which is already at like the start of Endwalker. So it's just me going back to my older routine of just doing dailies and asking if anyone wants to like do extremes or whatever. And then if I have like a raid scheduled, I used to have Savage raiding schedules before. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but most of my schedules before, you would notice that there are either gaps on Tuesday and Thursday, or basta may mga weekdays na 2 days ako hindi nagsistream. Or if I'm streaming, it's very early. It's because I'm a savage raid waiting for me at around 8 or 9 p.m. Guys, either I don't have a stream on that particular day, or I have a stream na napaka-aga. Like the 6 p.m. streams, and I would have to end at around 8-ish or 9-ish. It's because I have a raid in the evening. So yeah, fun stuff. I guess that's the philosophy. That's the philosophy behind me scheduling. Yeah, I had a static. Like, that's the philosophy of me trying to balance every single thing of my life, right? So I balance my IRL job, and then my rating static, and then my post-grad, and then VTubing. Honestly, a lot of other things. So, like, even if it's, I say na I'm tired, at least at, akala ko nag-aaral ka, no. My other time slots are dedicated to studying, but I always try to like dedicate a few days to actually just playing off stream, because at least I wouldn't think of it as work, because technically this being a VTuber is still a job, and I'm getting paid for it like a job. So yeah, I guess it would be different if it were indie. To end tap out, good night, thank you so much for dropping by. Yeah, iba talaga. Kaya ako laging, that's why I'm always like lacking sleep. So I'm always lacking sleep. It has been a very difficult balancing act, okay? I'll give it that. This is, honestly, if you don't have
if you don't have your schedules planned out, then it's really going to be chaotic. Oh my god, you're right! This has been 2 hours. It's been 2 hours. Okay, I'm just gonna finish cutting this up and then I guess I will free you guys from this space. Yeah, good morning, everyone. How do you sleep at like 1 a.m. and wake up at 6? I have two phones. One is my actual phone and the other is my phone for VTubing, the one that was provided, right? So I have two sets of alarms. If I turn off one phone, the other phone will still be alarming. So, and it goes around for like every 15 minute interval. So it's like nakakapagod siya, but I, yeah. There is going to be a P3 remake. It's Reload. It's very cute. It looks very Persona 5-ish, but still really cool. What if you don't want to be free? I'll be back to space out again at some other point in time. Don't worry about it. I'm going to try and sneak in as much time as possible before the end of days. Yeah. I'm going to try as much as possible. The confidence, 15 minutes intervals. Yeah, I have it for like, if I intend to wake up at 8 or at 7, I make alarms as early as 2 hours before, so like 5 a.m. Kasi alam ko matutulog ako for an extra 30 minutes, but at least may awareness na ako. Yeah, don't worry, I'm going to try and make another space, make another stream. Definitely promising one members only stream. Definitely going to, I don't know what else I could do for stream. So like maybe just purely just chatting would be enough. I just, yeah. Just gotta, I know. I want to try to make the most out of things. And yes, like, make sure that I did everything that I could with what I have. Yan kina naman, ngayon nagdadrama ka na naman. Shut up! Maybe next week, I will have a stream. Like an actual proper stream next week. Cannot guarantee a schedule though, but yeah. One last watch. Oh no, it's the sad mosquito, the lilac mosquito. Or whatever. I don't think it's lavender. Tawag na naman, pwede magdrama na onte. Naubos na yung pagdadrama ko, guys. I don't know where all my sadness went. I'm just an empty husk of a person. Yeah. Wala pa naman 2 a.m. Well, definitely miss listening to you. Honestly, I'm gonna miss being very madaldal. I'm gonna go back to just me. Like, if I'm at work, I'm just like, and then if I'm just like at home, I'm just gonna get quiet. Like, hindi na naman magagamit yung boses ko.
It's gonna be very funny.
My voice will regress or something. That's a mood. Yes, I'm an empty shell of my former self. I fill up my drama time slots earlier in the evening. Yeah, I'm very spent, I guess. Like, just, it's what it's. It is what it is, and, well, that's
what I have to deal with.
It's okay, though. It should be here. I'm saving my sadness for the graduation. Honestly, you know, I sound very chipper, I guess. I sound very me, to an extent. I was safe for a few moments, I guess, when I asked for permission. Hey, guys, gonna be sad on stream for a little bit. I sound pretty okay.
right now, but you know, deep inside my brain is just like, I'm having a meltdown. Not really, but I guess I'm also going to be very, very sad once graduation day comes. Because like, when it was announced, the graduation was announced, I have been feeling a multitude of things, honestly, before it was posted. And when it finally got posted, it's like a slap in the face of reality that, okay, it's on paper. Everyone has seen it. Everyone knows that it's going to happen. And that was the first moment that it actually felt real for me that it was going to happen. So, yeah, it's... At that moment, I don't think anything could have prepared for me. Like, I knew it beforehand. I knew it, and there was, like, I knew it. I knew it was going to happen. Right? And I, like, way before it was announced. I guess it just hit different the moment that it's been, like, there. Like, actually revealed. It's the same kind of nervousness I felt when I was first debuting, but this time it's kind of tinged with sadness and fear. Not really fear, I guess, but you know, a lot of stress. This is 4 to 6, so it should be here. And I think that by the time that the 26th comes, it's also like it has already sunk in that that's going to happen, but I assume it's still going to be very different once it hits the dawn of the final day.
It's what it's, yeah. Sometimes you have to do things that hurt us now for a better tomorrow. It's okay. This is bittersweet. There's a lot to miss, but there's also a lot more to come for you. You'll do great. Yeah, I'm not... Yeah, I'm just really going to be, like, resting. It's time to rest. Something like that. Like, in another life, I really, really would have loved to see that 2-year mark on the membership badges. Because... I don't know. I really expected that we make it that far. You know? Oh my god. 12 a.m. hits. Oh, is it starting? Time to train yourself to not react physically once you hear the word Neri in the wild. I don't think I'll ever hear it. It's not a very common thing to hear out in the open. Out in the open. But yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to echo my sentiment from the previous stream that it really is for the best with everything that has happened so far. I really think this is for the better. We also wish that we make it that far. Yeah. I know. I always remember that the time you've spent here was meaningful and impactful. You touched so many lives and will continue to do so. You're sweet. We have so much love to give. We'll be fine. I hope you guys will be fine. I'll still be hanging out at my favorite VTubers, like YouTube chats, you know? So like, if I see you guys there, like, oh, they're still alive, hooray! I'm still waiting to wake up because it feels like a nightmare. It's really sad. It really is very sad that it has to come to this. I'll never look at soap and say it was the same way ever again. Mia has a lot for me. I'm thankful. You're my favorite VTuber. Don't tell Virgil while she's you know where to find us, stalk us. Wow.
You know, I'll buy soap to honor you on your graduation. No, please. I already stalked someone who actually made soap. It wasn't a picture of it on Twitter. Please don't do that.
It's not like the times we spent together at Meaningful Day where we all had fun, we all loved each other. I think all of us just hope it would be much, much more. Yeah, I really did. I really did, but, you know. Complications. Funny, hindi ko yung number one ko. Then that means you have a number two. Ano ba?
Every time I send pick of bin, so now it's time to make myself known. You didn't stop me, I did. No, I saw that you bit it, and then I said, no, don't do that again, I guess. That's the closer definition.
Yeah, if you...
this is the, ano, the jealous girlfriend line. Ah, so number one mo ko. So, sino yung number two? Who's number two, huh?
Always remember you. Thank you.
Okay, good. Tapos ko na lang to, and then I guess we're gonna close up shop for today. I hope we can finally get closure. I hope so. I really hope so. I just want peace. I guess I want it to be peaceful. I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble or whatever.
Oh, Sphere is the best VTuber we've had in our lives. You know other VTubers.
Okay, this one's done. I need to unload the machine. There we go.
Oh, see though, thanks into the gunner and us and Gordon Magahami.
Aren't you embarrassed with that to me?
Okay.
No, I hope. Okay, here's the thing, right? Even if I do graduate, I hope that you guys will still be able to find enjoyment in the things that you guys enjoy and used to love, you know? Because it's kind of sucky to say this, but, you know, time moves forward. But I hope that...
Despite all of the things that are happening right now, you guys are still gonna be able to like things, be able to like be happy again and stuff. I don't want it to end here where you were able to experience like a lot of fun things, exciting things, enjoyable moments and stuff like that. I don't want it to end there. I want you guys to be able to like, you know, continue enjoying things and hopefully like find more meaningful things after all of this is said and done. So I guess that's how I'm going to close this particular Twitter space for now. Thanks so much for dropping by and keeping me company. I did a lot more work than I did on the stream itself, and we got pretty cool conversations, so yeah. I hope you guys can continue keeping on being happy and enjoy things.
Yeah. I also enjoy stuff. That's great. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I want things to be a happy memory. Ayokong malala niyo ako na. Ay, si Miria, yung weirdo.
I want you guys to, like, you know, don't feel weighed down by me, like, leaving or something.
Yeah, anyway, so ta-da! That was the Twitter space for today. Ta-da! I will hopefully be able to stream next week. I don't know what the stream is going to be about or what we're going to do, but we will try to sneak in a stream for next week. And, Please do, if you can, greet Virgil happy birthday on her birthday. Or, like, if you're doing something for her, then that's great. I'm cheering you on. job. Good luck. Anyway, so yeah. It's 12:19, folks, and it is time for us to close out the night. Thank you so much for joining us. And good night, good night. Bye-bye. Watch Miria. Parang tanga, parang nag-wave dito. Alam ko rin yung mga nakikita. Sige na, bye-bye. See you guys when I see you. I'm just gonna be around. Bye-bye!